Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
One of the most dangerous things to never touch is thinking, to think, to do things with intention. The prudent man, we don't really hear that word anymore, do we? Prudent? That's an awesome word. We probably don't hear it because it don't fit to anything anymore. You can't look at much and say, well, that's prudent. That's a prudent person. So it kind of by necessity went out of style. We ought to bring that back. Well, Proverbs 5:6 talks about, when it's talked about here, it's talking about the wicked woman. The evil woman, the things that she does, the purpose here, it says, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. By design, it keeps you from stopping and thinking to consider the end. By design. Well, in Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. This is a bit of a sideline, but again, it's important. There's people that kind of say, well, this verse gets used out of context. Well, that's why we put a pin in one that is used out of context. And this one, let me give you the context of the verse there in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. It talks about, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart's not with thee. And all the time, you've heard it quoted that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, this is kind of where that thought comes from. And they'll say that's out of context because, here's the context. It's talking about this evil man that he's being deceitful. He's putting these things before you to try and fool you. It says, don't be fooled. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat, drink, he says, that kind of thing, the thought's there. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is completely in context. To say that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why? Because that's exactly what it's talking about, that man. Don't be fooled. What he's thinking is the way he is, not the things he's doing. And that applies to you and I. God sees the heart. That's why people can say, Lord, I've done all these things. He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Because it's not about the outward, it's the inward. And you don't get much seated inwardly than the soul of man, the heart of man, where all the thoughts dwell, where everything originates. So if you ever come across someone that says, well, that's kind of out of context, let them know, no, it's completely in context. It's saying that you can't trust that man because he's what he thinks in his heart. And that applies to you and I as well. So that's the importance of the mind and not the action. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, your thoughts. Think upon these things. It's why it's so important. This is the what of the Proverbs. The wise man considereth and thinketh on these things. Okay. Let's look at the who. But before, point two is the who. That's the what. This is the who. So we kind of got an understanding. There's, okay, who's it for now? Well, we looked at that a little bit last week as well. And we saw that in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, the simple, the young, the wise. We talked about them last week. If I could just put it simply, the who is everybody. It's everybody. Proverbs 8 puts it this way. Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? It's saying she's available to all men. It talks about it. She crieth at the gates. Unto you I call. My voice is to the sons of man. Whoever will listen. That's the who. We know what the what is for Proverbs. The thinking. How to think right. Who's the who? Who's this apply to? Anyone that will listen. That's the who. It's you and I. The only exception to that is if we choose not to listen. The simple, the wise, available to all. Everything that's contained in this book. That's the who. Okay, here is what I wanted to spend the biggest time on, the way. We kind of had to jump through those because this is what, where the rubber meets the road. This is where it gets very interesting, in my opinion. The way. Okay, we know the what the wisdom is, the proper thinking, this discernment we talked about last night. We know the who, it's available to all of us. So now, what is the way? How? How can we get this now? How do we glean from this? Where can we see these things? Okay, Well, let's look at the origin of Solomon's wisdom. And this is where it gets very interesting. Because for you Bible scholars, don't answer. This is a trick question. When you think about the origin of Solomon's wisdom, first thing that will pop into mind would be Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, where it documents what? The Lord appears to Solomon in a dream, right? He says, what do you want? And Solomon says, wisdom. That's what we would understand, right? We kind of think of that's when Solomon became wise. Well, let's look at that a little bit closer. 1 Kings 3 and 2 Chronicles 1 is not the origination of Solomon's wisdom. It's the amplification. It's enhanced. I mean, it's, if you will, it's the steroid shot that's pumped into him and it just takes off. Why? Why is it not where it started? Well, here's why. Don't you think he'd have to be kind of a smart guy to ask such a thing of the Lord? It's kind of a catch-22, if you're familiar with what that is. You can't satisfy one or the other. It's kind of a circle of, well, he was already wise because he asked for wisdom, and because he asked for wisdom, he was wise, and you just kind of run that circle. So it could not have originated there. You understand? We're following. It's important we follow this trail. Okay. We know that James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We're familiar with this. And it kind of falls in line with that thought of Solomon asks the Lord for wisdom. So boom, wisdom, a light bulb comes on, and suddenly he's the wisest man on the earth. That's not how it happened. Okay, here's why we need to understand that. This is the where. The verse that you're seeing right now. This is the where the wisdom come from. It's not the how. It's not the process. You understand? It's the origin, the source, but it's not where Solomon began gleaning this wisdom from all of a sudden. Here's why this is important. He asked this, remember, he asked it for the people's sake. He wanted that wisdom so he could better judge and discern for the nation of Israel. That's a very wise thing to ask. A very wise thing to ask. So Solomon wasn't stupid before the dream. You've got King David's son that's just kind of the bumbling buffoon. And then the Lord appears. What do you want? Oh, I want wisdom. And now, suddenly, no one's arrayed like Solomon and his wisdoms. And that's not at all the case. Not at all. So how did he gain this wisdom? Where did it come from? What is the way? We know the where from above. But what's the way? What's the connection? How does God choose to bestow that upon us, to make it known to us? Well, I'm glad you asked. Proverbs 1:8. We ended in Proverbs 1:7 last week. Proverbs 1:8, the introduction, first verse of the Proverbs, lays it out for us. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Solomon learned some things from David. As a matter of fact, it may blow your mind the things that he learned from David. Let's look at 1 Kings. I'll just put it up here for you. Chapter 2 is the death of David. And he knows is coming to an end. He charges his son Solomon, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. That's a mouthful on its own. But we're going to skip down a little bit. He then starts to kind of give the dying wishes, the decrees to Solomon, steps he should follow in. He talks about some people that have done some wrong. Now, this isn't the kind of stuff you just unload on just some ignorant child. This is the kind of stuff you give detail to somebody that knows how to deal with it. And that's what Solomon does. He talks about this person is done ill. Literally, he tells him, you make sure that they don't go to the grave peacefully. You take care of it. There's a lot in this. There's a lot there. But what I want to see is there near the end, in verse 9 of 1 Kings 2. Now therefore hold him not guiltless. Hold this person accountable for these things. For thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. You are wise. You have this knowledge, this discernment that's been given to you. Why? Because I've taught it to you, and you've exercised yourself in it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.